Poem of Disconnected Parts is written in closed couplets. It's meant to evoke some of the anger and confusion I feel when I read the newspaper. I hope the parts are not unconnected, but the jaggedness of the movement from one couplet to the next is meant to be expressive. Poem of Disconnected Parts. At Robben Island, the political prisoners studied. They coined the motto, "Each one, teach one." In Argentina, the torturers demanded the prisoners address them always as profesor. Many of my friends are moved by guilt, but I am a creature of shame, I am ashamed to say. Culture the lock, culture the key, imagination that calls the boiled sheep heads in the market, smileys. The first year at Guantanamo, Abdul Rahim Dost incised his Pashto poems into styrofoam cups. Quote, "The Sangomo says, in our Zulu culture, we do not worship our ancestors. We consult them." End quote. Becky is abandoned in 1902, and Rose dies giving birth in 1924, and Sylvia falls in 1951. Still falling, still dying, still abandoned in 2006, still nothing finished among the descendants. "I support the war," says the comic. "It's just the troops I'm against. Can't stand those young people." Proud of the fallen, proud of her son, the bomber, ashamed of the government, skeptical. After the Klansman was found not guilty, one juror said she just couldn't vote to convict a pastor. Who do you write for? I write for dead people, for Emily Dickinson, for my grandfather. Quote, "The ancestors say the problem with your knees began in your feet. It could move up your back." End quote. But later, the Americans gave Dost not only paper and pen, but books. Hemingway, Dickens. Old Aegyptius said, "Whoever has called this assembly, for whatever reason, that is a good in itself." O thirsty shades who regard the offering, O stained earth, there are many fake Sangomos. This one is real. Colored prisoners got different meals and could wear long pants and underwear. Blacks got only shorts. No, he says, he cannot regret the 3 years in prison. Otherwise, he would not have written those poems. I have a small town mind, like the Greeks and Trojans. Shame, pride, importance of looking bad or good. Did he see anything like the prisoner on a leash? Yes, in Afghanistan. In Guantanamo, he was isolated. Our enemies disassemble, says the president. Not that anyone at all couldn't misspeak. The profesores created nicknames for torture devices. The airplane. The frog. Burping the baby. Not that those who behead the helpless in the name of God or tradition don't also write poetry. Guilts. Metaphors. Traditions, hunger strikes, culture the penalty, culture the escape. What could your children boast about you? What will your father say down among the shades? The Sangomo told Marvin, "You are crushed by some weight. Only your own ancestors can help you."